we begin by talking about democracy here in the U.S. and in China. That's the sound of the fifth day of protests in Hong Kong, where crowds of tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators are demanding electoral reforms and more autonomy for Hong Kong.
As a Hong Konger standing here in Wan Chai, I ask all of you from all over the world, please help us. Maybe all of you are born in democracy states. You are born with democracy choices. You have free election right, but we don't. Please help us. Please spread the news to all over the world. Please voice out for us Hong Kongers, as we really need democracy.
Video downloaded from YouTube, one of many videos there, one of many young activists behind the pro-democracy rallies in Hong Kong. Our next guest, Louisa Lim, could easily have been one of those voices. She's now a visiting professor of journalism at the University of Michigan and the author of The People's Republic of Amnesia, Tiananmen Revisited. Louisa Lim, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
So what's your connection with Hong Kong? You have a long history there. You've been observing what's been going on. You've even been writing about it. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I grew up in Hong Kong, and I think that people who grew up in Hong Kong do really have a sense that Hong Kong has a very special and unique identity. After all, it was a British colony until 1997, when it was handed back to Chinese sovereignty. And at the time when it was handed back, Hong Kong people were promised a formula of one country, two systems, a high degree of autonomy. And I think that is really what's at the core of what's happening on the streets now. Young Hong Kong people are really standing up for that high degree of autonomy they were promised. They were promised the right to pick their own leaders in 2017, but the recent electoral reforms that Beijing announced really took away much of the opportunity for Hong Kong people to choose, and that's why people are so angry.
Do you think of yourself as a Hong Konger?
I do.
And what do you think the demonstrators want the Chinese government to do here specifically? And based on your experience of what happened at Tiananmen, what do you think the chances are of them achieving it this time around?
Well, the demonstrators would like electoral reforms. So Beijing had promised they could choose their own chief executive. But back in August, when they announced the electoral package, it was made clear that Hong Kong people would only be able to pick from two or three candidates, those who had really been pre-selected by a committee stacked with Beijing loyalists. And that really angered Hong Kong people. So for a start, they would like changes to the electoral system. But as these protests have built, the demands have also grown. I mean, on Sunday night, we saw riot police moving in against protesters. And now there's a real groundswell of anger against the current chief executive, Leung Chun-ying. And the protesters are also pushing for him to step down. I mean, the problem is that China does not like being pushed to decisions. And China's president, Xi Jinping, would not like to make any concessions that would make him look weak. So I think this is a really, it's a very difficult and dangerous moment, because really there's no easy path. You have either make concessions or crack down. And that's a very hard choice when you have that number of people on the streets that we're seeing.
Do you think that what's going on in Hong Kong right now is a message, one way or another, for the people of Taiwan, who possibly face some sort of reunification, unification, some sort of new relationship with China going forward, or the people of Macau? You certainly have heard lots of people watching what's going on in Hong Kong very, very closely.
Yes, I mean, it is being watched very closely indeed. And I mean, China has always wanted to reunify with Taiwan, which it sees as a renegade province. That's been one of its highest aspirations. And yet, as this trouble, as the protesters took to the streets of Hong Kong, China's president was still touting this formula, one country, two systems, to the people of Taiwan, saying, you know, this formula would work for you. I mean, you know, now, of course, the people of Taiwan are looking at what's happening on the streets of Hong Kong. And I'm thinking, well, it's not working for them. Why would it work for us? So, of course, there is, you know, it is being watched very closely in the Chinese world. And, of course, one of the things that worries the Chinese leadership the most is how it's being seen on the mainland. They just took the step of blocking Instagram because the pictures, the photographs of these tens of thousands of young people on the streets send such a powerful message. And of course, the Chinese leadership is worried about a contagion effect. You know, people inside China see this. What would happen?
Finally, what are the echoes, as you see it, of 1989 and the Tiananmen crackdown?
Well, I think what is very worrying to me is the type of language which is being used by the state-backed, the Chinese-backed press, which is really an absolute echo of the language used before the crackdown in 1989. The fact is that it's really almost as if they're playing from the same old playbook. They're talking about hostile foreign forces who might be behind the protests. And there are even kind of smear campaigns going around. So one of the 17-year-old student leaders was accused of having U.S. government ties and having a black hand behind him that was manipulating him. And this is absolutely the same language that was used in 1989. And I think it's very, it's really a sign that China's government, they find the idea of Hong Kong people standing up for their own rights so hard to countenance that it's really easier for them to kind of press the idea that there must be some kind of external force that is manipulating people, because that for them is, it's an easier message for them to spread. But I think the very fact that they're using this language shows how little they've learned from the lessons of Tiananmen.
Well, the old familiar language of counter-revolution there in China, as we look at what's going on the streets of Hong Kong. Veteran East Asian journalist Louisa Lim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Louisa Lim is visiting professor of journalism at the University of Michigan. She's the author of The People's Republic of Amnesia, Tiananmen Revisited.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.